Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? We're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very dissatisfied.
Thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. Healthcare?
5.
Jobs and wages?
7.
Criminal justice reform?
0.
Voting rights?
0.
Immigration?
10.
Democracy?
What? 0.
Housing rights?
Housing rights?
Yes.
0.
Student loan debt?
0.
Crime and violence?
10.
Climate change?
0.
Abortion rights?
0.
Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
K-12 education?
8.
Racism and discrimination?
8.
As you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, whereas 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
What is your race?
I'm African American.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
What is the year of your birth?
1988.
What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? On a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? 0 means that the Black community Hello?
I'm here.
0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power.
10.
Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not particularly feel warm or cold, or if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, you can indicate that. Joe Biden?
0.
Kamala Harris?
0.
The Republican Party?
5.
Tim Walsh?
0.
Donald Trump?
10.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
0.
The Democratic Party?
5.
Thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Donald J. Trump.
And I know it's a long way off, but who would you vote for in the U.S. Congress to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
The Republican candidate.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was able to vote. I'm not going to tell you that, though.
Okay, some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
It makes a big difference.
I'm going to read you a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference. Please select the top 3 reasons that apply to you. I am not interested in politics. The system is working exactly as intended to benefit certain people, not us. I don't trust the candidates or political parties. I don't feel informed enough about the issues or powerful forces behind the scenes control what laws get passed.
You want me to pick 3 of those? I don't believe any of those.
That's not a problem. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree, nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the following statement? Most people will take advantage of you if you let them.
Most people strongly disagree.
I'm going to read you a list of factors that might make you feel like your vote would make a difference. If politicians kept their promises to Black communities, if I could have open, judgment-free conversations with Black people like me about important issues before voting, if there were more trustworthy candidates who understood Black issues, if Black communities united around a common cause, if there were stricter regulations on political funding and regulations to control big money in politics. If you could, can you please pick 3?
The first one, and the last one, and the third one.
Thank you very much. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or your people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. I thank you for your time. The survey is almost done. There's just a few questions more. There's a few statements here. I'm going to read off each one by one. Number one, because we protested together and voted, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Our votes and our power are achieving the justice that we deserve.
Zero.
Because Black Pennsylvanians voted for the right elected officials, a bill in the Pennsylvania Senate is being discussed that it will give $526 million in grants to school in 2025. The money will go to schools with more students living in poverty, making sure that schools in areas with lower property values get the funds they need. Our votes are making our communities.
Five.
Because we demanded change, we declared our power and made a difference. In March of this year, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau set a new rule to reduce credit card late fees from $32 to $8. These junk fees, as they have been called, will save American consumers $10 billion annually. Our votes are keeping more money in our pockets.
Five.
Because we made our voices heard, we declared our power and shaped our city's future. In her first budget, Philadelphia Mayor Sherrell Parker has allocated $6.3 billion to key city improvements. The budget includes funding for more police officers, enhancements to the streets department, increased funding for SEPTA, and neighborhood cleanings. This budget outlines her goal to make Philadelphia the safest, cleanest, and greenest big city in the nation.
Zero.
Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you? On a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community?
10.
Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A big difference.
As you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and a 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
1.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
And how would you describe your employment status?
Employed.
Would you say you are employed full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$150,000.
What is your present religion, if any?
None.
Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services?
Twice a month.
Thank you very much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you.
Have a good day, sir. Thank you.